Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Familiar passage of scripture,
It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So when I'm thinking about this call to the runners, a call to focus, a time to preparation, I'm thinking about how the Lord has already spoken to us as we're in this race of life. Runners, on your marks. We are to bring into focus what's before us. We are pressing toward a mark, toward the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then the next call goes out to those who are preparing for the race, and it says, get set. Now, what do then? They take a position. They take a position. If you watch runners, it says, on your mark. Then it says, get set. The call goes to them to get in position. Make sure you're ready. Get ready to take off. And that comes to us as the Lord says that we are then to set our affection on things above. Get set. It's time for you to set your affections in a direction that's going to lead you toward the mark for which you're running. If your affections are on things of the earth, we're going to get off course. So just as a call goes out to those who are in a race to bring their attention to what's before them so that their mind and their hearts are set toward the prize, so it is with the word of God. God has said, on your mark. I want you to press toward the mark. Then I want you to get set. You're going to have to set your affections on things above and not on this earth if you want to win this race. I thought about that scripture there in Colossians 3 and 2, and that's exactly what it tells us to do. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. And another version says, run that ye may win. Now, like I told you, we're not running against one another, but the call is going out to us now. Runners, get on your mark, because too many have gotten out of their lane. They've gotten off focus. They're not pushing toward the mark. They're not pressing in toward the mark. And when the Lord is calling for us, the next thing is going to be that God is going to give direction for us to go, for us to move. And if we're not set, that's the second command, get set. That comes before execution. And getting set means your affections have to be in order. You know, you have to be focused. You have to be able to count out everything around you. Listen, when you're in a race, people are going by you. There are people in front of you. There are people behind you. You can't be looking back. You can't worry about who's on the side of you, but you have to have a focus. And this is what happens oftentimes. We get in a race and we get weary. Sometimes we see it seem like people are passing us up. But you know what? Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not grow weary of doing well. Don't grow weary in well-doing. When we're running this race, there are going to be times when you'll get winded, just like you would in a natural race. There'll be times when you'll feel like just saying, you know what, I'm just going to give up. You know, I just may as well slow down. Looks like so many people are ahead of me. But the word of God has already spoken to us. Don't give up. You're going to reap in due season if you faint not. If you don't faint, just keep on running in the race. Because you're not really running against those people that you see out there with you. You're running toward the prize. You're running toward a mark. Yes, your affections are set on things above and not on the earth. It's not about a competitive race. It's about a race of endurance. It's about getting to the mark of the high calling of God, which Christ Jesus has set before us. And it's worth the prize. It's worth winning. It's not about beating anybody else. But it's about winning in terms of coming against the enemy that is the devil, that is Satan, that has been set to oppose us in every way. So we're set to run this race that Christ has set before us, already calling us victors, already calling us conquerors. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 13 says, and as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is right. Because what is the next command after you hear that in the foot race? After you hear that with natural runners, Runners, on your marks. Get set. What's next? Next comes execution. Next comes the command to go. You may hear a whistle. You may hear a gunshot. If you hear none of that, once you hear go, that means it's time out for preparation. You should have already prepared. You should have already set your focus downfield and know where you're going. Your mind now is off those people who are beside you, whoever's in the next lane. You're not thinking about that, but you're moving straight ahead. Stay in your lane and press toward the mark. That's our lesson for tonight. On your marks, get set. It's time for us to get set as the Church of God, because God is calling us forward. And the next command, execute that which God has put in our hand to do. That's the next command. And when he calls for us to execute, it means it's time to move. There are those who are at the end who are waiting for us. There are those who are on the sidelines. The Word of God talks about those who are leaning over the portals of heaven, cheering us on, saying you've got to run, you've got to make it, you've got to do this, you've got to endure till the end. Don't give up now. So that's the word for you tonight. God is saying, on your mark, get set, because the next thing I tell you to do, I'm going to need you to be ready. I don't want you to be fearful. I don't want you to worry about what's going to come your way. I don't want you to worry about who seems to be getting ahead of you, but I want you to go. And I want you to go knowing that I'm with you. I want you to go knowing that I'm behind you. I want you to go knowing that I'm before you. And I want you to go knowing that all of heaven, hear me, all of heaven is cheering you on. All of heaven is backing you up. We are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The Word of God has let us know this. All we need to do is be willing to agree with the Word of God and go. Do what it is that the Lord is saying to do. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? That's with the Word of God. That's meaning that only the one who's willing to endure and run it to the end will get the prize. It doesn't mean just one person, but only that one. Those ones will get the prize. So run in such a way, my friend, as to win. Don't give up now. Don't draw back. I know you may be feeling winded. You may feel like you can't go any further, but go. Keep going. There's a prize at the end. And I tell you, all of heaven is backing you up. Listen, this is a brief lesson on tonight. I just wanted to come and share that with you, and I'm so grateful that you stopped by, you know, to listen, to give a listen to the Word of God on tonight. God bless you. We may have listeners who want to have a word tonight, a word of encouragement, or anything to say to our listening audience on tonight. If that's the case, we give space for that. But we certainly thank God for allowing us this opportunity to share with you, because we believe that it's God's will that your passion is going to intersect with your God-given purpose. And it's going to cause you to experience life in ways that you never thought possible. I believe that tonight. I believe it for you and you and you. I believe that tonight. God bless you. God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for these, your precious people. God, we thank you and bless you for the race that's set before us. We know that you've called us more than conquerors. You've already designed it that we win. I pray for your people that they'll stay in the race, that they'll stay focused, that they'll be set and ready to move, ready to execute, oh God, for the next course in this life that you give us to run. And we do honor you for it. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Listen, I hope you'll join us again next week for When Passion Meets Purpose, Monday evening at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.